Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and today is a live, December the 25th, live edition of Prophecy Reality. And so just want to say happy holy days to everyone out there, and always remember that every day when you belong to Christ, every day is holy unto the Lord. And a lot of people put me down for saying happy holidays or holy days instead of merry that, you know, Christmas. But I'm not a Catholic. I don't do any kind of mass. No matter what they call it, I'm not a Catholic. But let every day be holy, a holy day or a holiday unto the Lord. You take a word like a holiday, and people hear it, but they don't hear holy. They don't hear holy at all. So everything's kind of lost, and it's just kind of something you set aside for one part of the year. But for all of us true believers, all of us blood-bought believers, the elect of God, every day is holy. So we don't want to reserve it for a certain part of the year. And so I don't do all the pagan festivities. And, you know, I'm not going to condemn anybody if they have a tree or want to put up lights or whatever. You know, that's fine. It doesn't bother me at all. What are we going to talk about today? Well, not too many people here. I guess they're all unwrapping their presents under the tree, right? Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about something. There's something going on in the world. And if you go to your Google or whatever your search engine is and you put in disappearing cash, you'll find something rather peculiar comes up. So I'm going to take a look at some of these articles here. I've got one from Zero Hedge. And it says, hundreds of billions in gold and cash are quietly disappearing. Something strange is going on at the same time that the central banks are injecting $100 billion each month in electronic money to crush volatility and ramp markets. A similar amount in hard physical currency and precious metals is literally disappearing. And so he goes on to talks about gold purchases are up over the last year or two by the central banks. Let's see, it looks like they bought billions of dollars worth of gold? Yeah, they don't tell you. They just have a number here, so I don't know. But it says, looks like gold purchases are by central banks are twice from January to October of 2019. Of what they were from January to October of 2018. What that means, I don't know. But, you know, if the gold's disappearing, we know where it's disappearing to. The central banks are buying it since they doubled their purchases of, tons. Yeah, 1,200 tons or 57 billion of unexplained gold flows in just the last 3 years. It says, but it was another even more bizarre discovery by Goldman. What do we make of it? And the disappearing cash. What do we make of that? And here's another article here. This is from PJ Media. Why is the world's cash disappearing? Banks are asking, but no one seems to know. So are people putting this under their mattresses or digging holes in the ground? And you know, you can understand why cash would be disappearing, especially with Western European banks paying negative interest rates. That means you put your money in the bank and they're going to take some of it away from you. So it makes more sense to start squirreling cash away. And that may be it. Or maybe those billionaires out there. We've got a lot of billionaires now. You know, think about this quite often though. If all these billionaires, they're billionaires because they have they have billions of dollars, right? But where do they keep it? Like in a vault or at a bank? Or, I mean, maybe they're buying pallet loads of money and, you know, squirreling it away in a private vault somewhere. And they're taking all this money out of circulation. So actually what they're doing by taking all this money out of circulation, these billionaires, and squirreling it away, they're giving the opportunity for the government to print money or create digital money to fill the void of what's been taken out of the, of what is currency. You know, currency, that would be what is currently, you know, out there in the, in the money ether or whatever you would call it. I'm sure they have these, financial whizzes. They have special words for all these things I'm trying to say. I'm just not an economic expert, so I don't know what the right words are. And let's see, the Wall Street Journal also has an article. So you can check these out. World's cash is disappearing, and bankers aren't sure where it went. Now, if the bankers aren't sure where it went, check your pockets. Society is increasingly going cashless, but banknotes are more in demand. Bankers search for clues. This got some guy up here with a magnifying glass looking at a euro bill. So whether people are squirreling it away, or maybe it's a banker's plot. I mean, you know, they pretty much caused the first worldwide recession back there, you know, 100 or so years ago, well, 100 years ago, less than 100 years ago, 1929, whenever it was, when the first Great Depression hit. We know that they were withdrawing money and making it scarce. And that's a problem if money is scarce. But you see, at the same time, you know, a few people are now talking about, why aren't we balancing the budget instead of talking about, you know, impeaching Trump or whatever. Really? Balancing the budget? I mean, how is that going to work? You know, we have nothing to balance. There's no real money out there. You know, that money you have in your pocket, you don't own it. It's not yours. At least before digital money, at least you got to hold on to a piece of paper, but it wasn't yours. I mean, why do you think if you got $10,000 on your person and you're in your automobile, you know, on your way to an auction to purchase another automobile or a work of art or a home or whatever, and you're carrying $10,000 cash, and the local banditos, the highwaymen, stop you with their, you know, flashing lights and siren, and then they casually ask you if you have any cash, and you're an idiot if you say, well, I've got $10,000, because they'll steal it from you. And they'll steal it with impunity. As a matter of fact, you have to fight to get it back, even though you haven't committed a crime, just for carrying cash. Huh, yeah, think about that. But it happened. But it's not your money. They get to make the rules about what they do with their money. And they say, their rules say, if one of their policy enforcers, one of their highwaymen, banditos on the road stop you and find you with a bunch of cash, that they could confiscate it. That's their rules now. So it's not yours. You don't own it. That's why you have to fight to get it back, because you don't own it. Now, we used to own our money. You know, America was founded upon the principle that the people would own their money, and that money would be defined by weight in precious metals. And it was, you know, we had the Coinage Act, and, you know, an ounce of gold was $20, and each dollar was so many grains of gold or silver. So they used precious metals, the silver for the change, you know. But now, who owns their money? And you go out there with real money that you own in your pockets, and most people don't know what to do with it. You can't go into, you know, Save Mart or Walmart or one of these marts out there. You can't walk in there with gold and spend it, can you? But you can go to some of these smaller markets and spend it. They know what it is. They'll look up on their computer the going rate for it, and they'll exchange it for you. And I think that's where it may go, if we do have our cash crash, whatever. And so they may be setting us up for the the final crash, the one that they really want to bring about the mark of the beast. And man, you can see where it's going with the way things are going and the way the world hates, especially Christianity. I mean, when you have liberals embracing Islam, you know, and I mean, they're notorious for murdering homosexuals, whatever, throwing off buildings and allowing husbands to murder their wives or whatever for small disobedience. But they'd rather embrace them than the Protestant Christianity that was really part of the founding of this country, that, you know, that gave us the liberties that made this country great. Yeah, they'd rather embrace anything else but the truth. And that's the point. So will 2020 be the year? Were the bankers wrong when they speculated? Well, they weren't wrong. You know, in 1988, when they put on the... Yeah, that one. And they said that the world would be digital. That was their target date. They said 30 years from now. So we set 2018 as their target date. We talked about that in the past, and I wrote about that in my book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. I got a whole chapter on the Mark of the Beast and their plan. And their plan is still, you know, in order, and things are working perfectly for it. And this whole disappearing cash phenomena in this year, right before the 2020, and they have, you know, like the United Nations, they have their 2030 initiative. So this is going to be it. It's going to happen sometime in the next 10 years. That would be my speculation. But it's a pretty good bet. And this disappearing cash is just one more thing. And, you know, all I can say to all of you out there is use cash, please. As much cash as you can. I still use cash for most of my expenditures every month. Some things like on my online expenses that I have to use, you know, online currency for. But yeah, use cash. And make sure that if you have a lot of cash, unlike me, if you're a billionaire, a millionaire, or even a 100,000-aire, which I'm none of those, okay? I have to admit, I'm just a poor boy over here, just barely getting by month to month. But I do have some stash and some silver, you know, the poor man's gold. So that, you know, if we go into this system failure that I believe that they're really trying hard, because I believe that the Antichrist has always wanted what the Bible says that he's going to get at the end. Read it for yourself at the end of Revelation chapter 13, where the Antichrist requires everyone to have his mark or his number or the name of his number or some way to worship him, in order to have the privilege of buying and selling in his monetary system, which with digital currency will be total control. So I see the day that they're going to outlaw cash. And is it going to happen in the next 10 years? Yes, where everyone has to bring their, if you want your cash, you can keep your cash, but they're going to set a date when it is worth nothing. And they're going to make unreported barters illegal. Yeah, you're going to have to report all of your bartering. Yeah, it's going to be illegal trade for you to barter without reporting it to the government. And here's the whole thing is, you know, they're going to say that everyone needs to pay their fair share in taxes. But there's no real money. You know, when gold and silver was money, then the government needed some of your money to operate, because they had none of their own. They produced nothing, and they relied upon the people to produce it. Okay? But now the money is not real. They just print it out of thin air, or they create digits out of thin air. So the government doesn't really need to run it down an inquisition on all the citizens of the world anymore. Really? They don't. It's all digital. You know, every time someone gets paid, they can just automatically take 50% of everybody's pay if it's all digital. Nobody needs to pay or report any taxes. They just make it one equal thing across. No, but they want to play these mind games, these financial games, in order to control people. See, because they want to know what each and every person is spending all of their hard-earned labor on. So they want to run down an inquisition, because that's all it is. I mean, you fill out your 1040 inquisition form yet this year? Oh, well, you got until April Fool's Day to do it. April Fool's Day. I think that's April 15th, isn't it? Yeah. The Antichrist wants to know. The Antichrist wants full control. But if the money, you don't even own it, and they create it out of thin air, they can just create what they want. Or they just take 50% from you. I mean, they're already doing that. I mean, I know that, you know, at the beginning of this century, you know, a mere 20 years ago, I know that everything costs twice what it did then, now. Now everything has doubled in price. Everything. And some things have more than doubled in price. You know, I remember after 9/11, gas was a 99 cents a gallon. What is it now? It's 3-something a gallon. You know, it's because people stopped driving. I don't know what happened there. But you get the idea. So gas is like 3 times what it was at the turn of the century. Like I said, I go out and buy a battery. It's twice what it cost me to buy it 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, whatever the life of the battery was. Every time I turn around, even in a year, some things have doubled. So this hyperinflation is ramping up. You all know what I'm talking about, regardless of what the government says. Oh, there's only 3% inflation rate. Yeah, right. You know, if you got billions of dollars, or if you're working for the government and you're making, you know, 50, 60, 100, 200, 300,000 a year, depending on what part of the government you're in, well, you're doing fine, you know. But try being out here like us poor folks, who are only earning, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000 a month. We got to pay all our bills, plus everything it costs me to run First Amendment radio with less than $2,000 a month. That's comfortable, you know. Do you think I want to report to the government all the details of my minute, below poverty level transactions for the whole year? I mean, why are they inquiring with me? Why don't they inquire with, like I said, they don't really need to inquire anymore. There's no real money. It's all a scam. It's all just about control. They say that the economy is doing great. Well, must be great for a bunch of other people. I'm telling you, yeah, it must be. Yeah, it must be great if you're playing if you're a socialist. What you think about that? Okay, what else are we going to have to talk about today? Well, thinking about the last year, anybody want to talk about what has happened over the last year? Do these things really surprise you? Things like Chick-fil-A? And how about Christianity Today? And it just shows me how much the three frog spirits are permeating into the visible church on earth, that they're all left and right embracing, you know, the faux marriage thing. I mean, you see, if it was me, I would tell people, don't even bother to go down and get a state license. I mean, you're just putting yourself on an equal par with those that need a license from God but can't get it. You know, and you go to the state for something. You don't need a license from the state to do what God says you can do. God says men and women should get married and have children and raise up and nurture those children and the admonition of the Lord, You know, you don't need a license from the state to do that. God already gives you license. It's written in the book. Get the book. The book is your license. You can do everything that God says you can do. And what he says you can't do, well, you need to repent about those things. And you need to conform, you know, your mind and your heart and your thinking to the image that God wants you, to the image of his only begotten son. That's what you need to do. Repent, the kingdom is at hand. It's only those that want to break God's law that need a license from the state. But still, that doesn't, you know, that's, you're going to stand before the great judge on, you know, that great day of God Almighty, you know, and the second resurrection. And where, what will be reserved for you is the second death. Yeah, that's right. The second death. Because you're going to stand up before God and say, well, look, the state gave me a license to kill my child before it was born. The state gave me a license to marry, you know, some other guy, or if you're a woman, to marry some other girl. The state gave me a license. God says, I don't recognize your license. You know, that license is no good in the kingdom of God. Here, I'm going to send you a place where that license is good. A lot of good it's going to do you there, okay? You know, repent. The kingdom is at hand. You know, don't be deceived. God's word never changes, and he never changes. And just because, you know, someone out there may be telling you things that you want to hear that feed the lusts of your flesh, that go along with the things that the world is screaming, don't believe it for a minute. Read God's word. Yeah. And repent, you know, ask God to teach you obedience to his word, to give you the strength to walk in his kingdom day by day, to renew your mind and your heart by the washing of the water of his word. That's the most important thing. Okay, you're listening to Nicholas on First Amendment Radio, and the program is Prophecy Reality. So if you got any questions, comments, you want to call in or something like that, I'll be back in a few minutes. So why don't you join me?